Now, it's the end of the Royal Television Society Student Awards 2010 here at Real Cinemas on Blossom Street in York, and I've just managed to accost the event host, who's someone you might recognise off Channel 4's How to Look Good Naked with that fantastic Gok Wan. And I don't want to introduce her too much more because obviously she's here with me. So, Shona, could I ask you to introduce yourself and tell me a bit about your background and how you ended up being the host of this year's awards?
Okay, yeah, sure. I'm Shona Collins, and like you said before, I present on Channel 4. Basically, I'm here because until very recently, I was a student at the University of Bristol, but I was also presenting television and kind of doing a bit of writing and generally trying to get involved in the industry. And how it came about was really randomly. I kind of ended up in a reality television show, and was naked, another thing that's weird. And from that, it all worked out well because I didn't have to get naked anymore and I still get paid, so it's brilliant. But currently I'm working at the UK Film Council, and this evening was brilliant. Like, I got to see a lot of new talent that's coming, and obviously at the Film Council we're kind of at the heart of the industry budget cuts, so I am fully aware of it's a very difficult time for the industry. But it was really encouraging to see people, and I just hope nobody gets disheartened by the current arts negativity climate, because, you know, there's still opportunities there, as demonstrated by the RTS. Okay.
Well, it's good. It's very good to have you here. One of the conversations we had was that you were sort of more around the age of students, and that was something that we liked and wanted to bring you down because you're someone that we can relate to, as sort of young aspiring media practitioners, whichever route we take. So could you tell me a bit about your story? You've just talked about how you got on, you know, how you auditioned for the reality TV show, but in terms of your personal development, what is it in yourself you think that got you to some of those points?
Well, I don't know, like, I've always really loved meeting people, and even when I was kind of at school, I was always kind of looking for opportunities to do things, and I've just been quite lucky, really. I mean, I've persevered, but I won this film contest to film at a music festival called Connect, and I got to interview people like Beastie Boys and Bjork, and I was only 17 at the time, and it's just awesome opportunities. But again, it's kind of like just constantly putting yourself forward for stuff, and there's lots of brilliant websites. There's like Ideas Tap is something I'm really using at the moment. It's kind of got loads of different opportunities on it. And it's just about really trying hard and hoping that somebody will take notice.
Yeah, well, I think that's some definitely important things to take on board. You know, start young and keep on going, because a lot of these things you have to apply for yourself. And I imagine applying for a reality TV show, they really get down to the nitty-gritty of what you're like as a person.
Yeah, God, don't talk about it. No, yeah, my sister nominated me for that thing, because I would never really have thought I'd go into it. And I wouldn't recommend it as a route, because it's quite a detrimental to your mental health for the time that you're filming, because it's a bizarre environment, as we've seen from the devastated X Factor contestants this year. But I wouldn't recommend that as the route in, but I do think just keep like going, because you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know who you're going to meet. Like this evening, met some cool people.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, we'll make a programme together.
So for the last minute and a half of this interview, can you tell me about how you found the awards and hosting it? Some of the films that have been on.
It was really cool. I mean, I personally didn't feel like I did a very good job, because the microphone was slightly delayed, and I'm really used to like having just television editing, so I can just cock up and then they can like fix it later, whereas this evening it's like, we've got one take on everything. It's real life. I really enjoyed it. And some of the films I particularly liked, I'm trying to think of some now. Well, the burlesque, obviously, speaks to me personally. Just all of it. I mean, you know, I was quite shocked by the animation decision not to have, give out an award. And also, that was quite difficult, trying to break that to everybody. But I think it's admirable that the RTS have got such high standards that they're not even at the risk of breaking a million students' hearts, they're not going to award something if they don't think it's perfect.
Just to finish, where can people find out more information about you very quickly in 20 seconds?
I think I've got a website called shonacollins.co.uk, and I tweet sometimes, occasionally, and sometimes you can catch me on Channel 4. So
cool.
Check it out.
Telly, Twitter, Internet, Google.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.